This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis is defending his administration's rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine amid complaints that it has created confusion. Much of the question of who gets the vaccine and when depends on where people live, the number of doses certain areas have received, and what health system patients are affiliated with. Polis indicated some chaos is inevitable.
But the benefits of going as quickly as possible to get it into the arms of folks far outweighs delaying until everything is lined up.
The governor said more health systems and clinics will be offering the vaccine to older Coloradans in the coming weeks. The Colorado Springs Police Department has launched a new website for residents to access police data. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
At launch, the website has crime data and statistics on interactions involving the use of force. People can search raw data to see trends in more than 2,000 incidents dating back to 2017. Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers said in a statement, the website is a tool to help improve transparency and relationships between the police department and the community. Over the next few months, the police department plans to release information on officer-involved shootings and staff demographics. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
Colorado high schools will soon offer more competitive video game competitions as part of an esports pilot program. The Colorado High School Activities Association says students will now be able to compete in FIFA 21, a soccer game, and Madden NFL 21, a football game. They join a couple of other titles in the pilot program. This is CPR News.